This is Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz. Nothing is more devastating in a marriage than self-oriented behavior. Selfishness probably destroys more relationships than any other negative characteristic. Of course, both husbands and wives can be guilty of being self-centered, but as men, we're particularly vulnerable. And there are reasons. First, our egos are certainly threatened. It's one of our greatest weaknesses, and when it happens, it quickly leads to selfish actions. And if we're honest with others and with ourselves, we'll admit that this reaction is a smokescreen to cover up our feelings of insecurity. But there's a second reason I believe we respond selfishly. As men, we tend to operate at a rational level more than at a feeling level. And consequently, we often don't understand how our overbearing approach affects our wives. When they try to tell us how they feel, rather than listening, we give them 10 reasons why they shouldn't feel that way. We're trying to fix the problem. Now, if we're really honest, we'll admit that we often respond to our wives with logic because we're threatened by their negative feelings. We're not only trying to prove to them that they shouldn't feel that way, but we're also trying to prove to ourselves that we're not to blame for their feelings. Let's not forget that tremendous challenge from the Apostle Paul, who wrote, "Husbands, love your wives just as Christ also loved the church and gave himself up for her." You see, that's the greatest example of unselfishness that has ever happened. And that's our example.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org. That's BiblePrinciples.org.